I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's our poll question today, 1080thefan.com. Is turkey overrated? Yes, no, or turkey isn't any good in the first place? Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, we know that you're anti. Both of you two idiots have a real anti-turkey stance on this program.
Both of us two geniuses have an anti-turkey stance.
You can call me whatever you want, but yes, I do have an anti-turkey stance. I think turkey is overrated, and Mike added the third part. I wasn't even going to put the third part in there. Mike added that.
Turkey's not good.
I don't know. What you're, it's a ridiculous statement. It just is. Turkey is wonderful.
Voting for no, it's not overrated?
Yes, turkey is fantastic. I get it. There's other meats that are just as good or better than turkey.
Like all of them?
It's just, it's an absurd statement.
All of the meats.
It's an absurd statement. How many other meats have an entire holiday, Mike?
Well, I think that's the whole point.
Well, exactly. You're just a hater. You're the sort of guy that's like, Duke sucks. No, you may not like Duke, but they don't suck because Duke runs college basketball. Whoa. You know who runs Christmas and Thanksgiving? The turkey.
I think the ham does.
Does turkey run Christmas?
Yeah, oh, it runs.
I think there's more of a ham thing on Christmas.
I mean, I can't pretend like I know the answer to this.
That's such a ridiculous
I have heard thing. In my listening of people's Christmases that ham is way more popular than turkey.
Yeah, I love ham. Rum ham, to be exact.
So I looked to see that there had to be some sort of info on this.
On what?
On
turkey is overrated. It's
who
fact.
Is making what for Christmas?
Oh.
Thanksgiving, we know, right? That's a gift.
Turkey.
That's turkey.
100%.
But I said that
although the side dishes in Thanksgiving are often very different based on region.
Well, and this is the interesting thing where I wanted to see this about Christmas.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's the New Jersey side that I'm not aware of?
Well, I was thinking more along the lines. I saw this, I guess, Matthew Judon of the Patriots today had a viral clip where he said mac and cheese is bad.
Yeah.
And he said, get it off your Thanksgiving plates, but it's just noodles and cheese. It's not good. And I've never had mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
It's a hot take.
But I have seen maps that show, like, people's favorite side dishes.
Yeah.
Tons of, like, Southern and Midwestern states have mac and cheese as their favorite side dish.
Mac and cheese is a side on Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah, we make it.
You do?
Yeah.
And we never have at my family, but
you got like yams and cream corn casserole, and there's different stuff depending on where you're at. But when I looked up here, the most popular dishes across our
mac
fair land, number one and two are not meats.
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
Oh, whoa. What?
They are the most popular Christmas dish.
Wine.
In 76%
it's mine.
Of tables in America, there is some form of roast potato.
Oh.
In 75%, there is some form of mashed potato. Then we get to the protein. And it's the only protein in the top five.
Well, but is that, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you combined ham and turkey, like I feel like ham and turkey split the votes. It's like an independent presidential candidate.
But it is not, because ham comes in at number 11.
Whoa.
Yes. Only 62% of U.S. households have a ham for Christmas.
That's a lot.
Prime rib is the number two meat.
Come on.
69%.
Is that right?
I didn't know that. Great number. That's very nice.
Have you ever prime ribbed on Christmas? Well, you're Jewish.
He doesn't Christmas.
No.
But have you ever had prime rib on Christmas?
No, I have not.
I've never even really thought of that on Christmas.
Prime rib and roast beef come in at 6 and 7 respectively, and steak. So 6, 7, 8, of the meat varieties.
So Christmas is a wide-ranging lead meat protein holiday.
But number 3
is turkey.
On the Christmas list, dominating all other meats with a 73%. turkey.
It's because people are lazy.
So who runs Christmas and Thanksgiving? The turkey.
Well, that's not dominating. I mean, 73 to 62 is not dominating, but that's more than I would have thought. I thought there would be more hams. I thought it would be closer to 50-50 on the turkey ham split on Christmas.
It also sounds like a lot of households do multiple meats.
Yeah.
Whereas for Thanksgiving, it's usually just turkey.
But everybody has potatoes.
Everybody.
Taters.
That's one and two. The most disturbing part, and then rolls being number four.
I love
four.
Rolls.
Bread and rolls.
Yeah, gluten.
How is disturbing is it that 12 is lasagna?
What? Whoa.
That lasagna for Christmas?
Little Italian flair.
I'm not judging that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, no. I kind of like it too. I'd dish that up.
I've never even thought about it.
Smother my turkey with it.
I guess. Like a turkey lasagna. Yeah, I don't know. They just had the most popular Christmas dishes in America.
And then what is, so I would imagine Thanksgiving, it's turkey for like 90% of people, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you know that? Or
I'd like
the research department.
You got it.
Department to do some digging on that. Maybe we'll be surprised.
Okay.
Maybe there's a second place for Thanksgiving that we're not.
Well, I will say that I'll bet you ham is fairly high up on people's list for Thanksgiving, but if turkey is running Christmas,
it's literally nicknamed Turkey Day.
Yeah. If turkey is running Christmas,
you think it's over 90?
It's bitch slapping.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's over 90.
Okay.
I would say so.
All right. Where were we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just thought it was interesting that we had definitive numbers on the most popular dishes for Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!